the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the BizTalk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is BizTalk.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Good to be here.
And we want to remind you that today is a pre-recorded show. We recorded this show back in July, and we have a wonderful show for you today. We would like you to listen in, and we want to introduce some very exciting people with some very exciting things going on in the Fox Cities. We have Jordan Marcio with us. Jordan is the 1 Million Cups Program Coordinator for the Kauffman Foundation. Also in studio is Amy Peach. Amy is the Director of the Venture Center, which was organized in 2005 out at Fox Valley Technical College. And we also have Mark Burwell with us, who is also an entrepreneur himself. He started an organization called Entrepreneur Hub, or eHub. He's the director of that organization in Green Bay, and that started in 1998. So we're going to be talking this morning about the Kauffman Foundation's newest initiative, the 1 Million Cups program. Jordan, could you be so kind as to share with us what is the Kauffman Foundation and what is the initiative 1 Million Cups program all about?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So the Kauffman Foundation is based out of Kansas City, Missouri, and was founded by Ewing Kauffman, who was a well-known entrepreneur here in the Kansas City area. Mr. Kauffman was an entrepreneur himself, but before he started his own ventures, he worked in a pharmaceutical company and did quite well. So well, in fact, that the company he worked for, he was starting to make more money than the CEO. And so they cut back his territory to try to lessen his earnings. And after a couple instances of doing so, Mr. Kauffman said, you know, it's time for me to start out my own thing. And so he started Marion Labs, his own pharmaceutical company, in the basement of his Kansas City home, just like many entrepreneurs do. And over time, grew it to be a multi-million dollar company, and then founded the Kauffman Foundation from there. And so the Kauffman Foundation, you know, our mission is to, you know, better economic growth in individuals through entrepreneurship and education. And so we have tons of initiatives to work on both sides, both on the education spectrum and then on the entrepreneurship side. I work on one of those initiatives on the entrepreneurship side called 1 Million Cups. 1 Million Cups is an entrepreneurial education program for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. It started in 2012 as an experiment to try to figure out what entrepreneurs locally here in Kansas City needed and how we at the Kauffman Foundation could support them. What we didn't realize was that this, you know, experiment was going to take off. So our idea was if we could get entrepreneurs in a room to be open and honest and share their journeys and share what challenges they faced, and then leverage the community to help them tackle those challenges and help their businesses start and grow, we thought that would be a wonderful thing. And good news is we were right. 1 Million Cups, as of today, is in 92 communities across the country, Appleton included. And the premise is 1 to 2 entrepreneurs at each event give a 6-minute presentation on their business and their business journey, and then followed by 20 minutes of Q&A from the audience. And the audience is made up of the community. So everyone from different industries, ages, you know, ethnicities, everyone is welcome to come and participate.
Jordan, this is Tony. What is the name 1 Million Cups? How did it come to be 1 Million Cups?
Yeah, so a really wonderful article was written by the founder of Technori. And in that article, he says that communities are built and grown over 1 million cups of coffee. And we just loved that saying so much, and we realized that we were trying to build communities, and so we decided to call it 1 million cups.
It makes sense, and it certainly is working in Appleton. Amy, I'd like to ask you and Mark if one of you would like to respond about the local program here in Appleton and how it came to be that 1 million cups found its way here.
Sure.
Well, I think Amy and I have a lot of collaboration within the programs we run, and I just happened to be watching, I think it was St. Petersburg, teaching some workshops down there, and realized this is something that they've been doing with 1 million cups. Why not have this in Appleton? So after bringing that, and Amy and I talked, and knew there was a lot of work in front of it, and I think with the blessing of the Venture Center and Fox Valley Technical College, Amy, I think that's how it kind of grew. And
it did, yeah. We had learned about it at a national conference shortly after it launched. And I had heard about 1 million cups and was excited to watch it and see its growth. And then when Mark, Mark and I are kind of kindred spirits doing the same work, have a passion for this work, helping entrepreneurs. And when he started talking to me about it and what was going on in St. Petersburg, he's like, well, come on, Amy, don't you think we should do this here? And we looked at the workload. I'm like, well, as long as it's a we and we can get more people involved, then yes, because I think we can need it. And if let's apply and see what happens. So we were thrilled to apply last summer, find out in August, and then launch the first one in October.
So overall, it took you about how long to actually put this thing together?
Well, once we applied and got it in, it was probably, 8 to 10 weeks to find out. But then in August, Mark and I kind of took the attitude that we're going to get it. So even though we hit the send button on the application, we didn't wait to find out for sure. Mm-hmm. We started laying the groundwork because we're like, well, we might as well act and prepare that we're going to get it. And if we don't, we'll deal with that then. Mm-hmm. But let's go forward as if we are. So if it does,
sort of an entrepreneurial attitude,
sure,
isn't it?
Well, so if it does happen, then we're going to be on target and have a good, solid foundation to be successful, because we did see it was going to take some heavy lifting in the beginning and some real partnership forming.
And I think what we did look at is it is a three-legged stool, and we had those contacts. In other words, that ecosystem we looked at, it's not just about the entrepreneurs. That was the biggest component. We knew we had those in our inventory. We knew that there's always those coming up through the system, but we needed to get the support of the community because it's a community initiative, and that included an audience of people out there, whether it was students, whether it was service providers, whether it was city officials. We wanted to have that whole potpourri of different people within that. And then lastly is really an audience, bringing that together, and then the organizers component part of it. And the organizers were, I think we put together some youth in there, a good mix. And then as I think Amy took the lead, we need to have that turnover a little bit, because there's always going to be people coming and going. And as we had even this morning, kind of a boot camp for our organizers, because they need to be trained as well.
Okay. In terms of the organizers, Mark and Amy, you have organizers and you have people who coordinate the event itself, the facilitators and so on.
Right.
Can you describe what one of these sessions is like on a Wednesday morning? They're all of these on Wednesday mornings.
Sure. Yes, they are held every Wednesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. And it's a great energetic environment. People come in, the room is buzzing, and they're able to meet the presenter beforehand if they want and talk with community organizers and find out who's in the room. And then we, try to start as promptly as we can at 9 a.m., kick it off. There's that 6 to 8, maybe 10-minute, presentation, and then the engagement with the audience, which I think is really powerful for both the audience as well as the entrepreneur.
And I think, Tony, you look at other meetings and networking. We don't look at that as that. We look at it as a gathering, but it is definitely not the good old boys. We have so many different new, fresh faces and people that are sometimes consistently come as well. So it's a good, great group of people.
Jordan, a question for you at the Kauffman Foundation. Is this Million Cups program unfolding as you anticipated? And what have you learned as you've added more and more chapters around the country?
Yeah. So, no, it hasn't unfolded as we expected, because when we created this little program, we didn't think it was going to go anywhere. So fortunately, it didn't do what we expected it to do. It's taken off like wildfire, which is wonderful. You know, things we've learned over the past 4 years we've learned a variety of different things. So one of them is being the organizing team. We used to really, really push that the organizing team was made up of entrepreneurs. So it's a program for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. But it didn't take us long to realize that entrepreneurs are busy folks, and putting away the time each week to, do all the logistical pieces needed to host the event was a little tricky. And so we started changing how we worded the organizing team. So instead of saying we wanted, 75% of the team to be entrepreneurs themselves, we just started saying we wanted the organizing team to be as diverse as the audiences. So bring in, students, bring in entrepreneurs, with 20 plus years of experience, bring in those with a corporate background, get that organizing team as diverse as possible, because everyone has, a different skill set that they can bring to the table and also different time constraints. So it's just more flexible in that manner. We've also learned that, we thought that entrepreneurs that would be interested in participating in this program would be those that were a little bit more established, entrepreneurs in that 3 to 5 year business age. But what we're starting to see is, it's the entrepreneurs that are a little bit earlier stage. Maybe they're pre-launch. Maybe they're getting ready to start seeking some funding. Those are the entrepreneurs that are really getting into 1 Million Cups, because they're still at a point in their business stage where they can pivot really easily and adjust. What we started seeing was that, companies that were 5-plus years old, when they would come to present, they weren't as open to learning and as open to feedback from the community as those in the younger stages. And so we changed our attitude on company age a little bit. But other than that, it's mostly just been really focusing on the organizing team. And I think the biggest lesson that we have learned over the past 4 years cumulatively is that, without the organizers, this program just would not exist. So we are so beyond thankful to get to work with wonderful individuals like Amy and Mark, and the other, almost 600 organizers across the country that volunteer their time to make this happen.
That's really great, Jordan. It's good to hear that it's growing and it's catching on. There's so many people out there who are motivated entrepreneurs who really are looking, they're motivated entrepreneurs who are looking for a way to grow their company. This is just another conduit for that. So thank you for that summary. We're going to take our first break right now. We're going to come back on the other side, continue the conversation. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY. Real local radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're glad you're with us this morning. We're talking this morning with Jordan Marcillo, who is the 1 Million Cups Program Coordinator for the Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City. She's on a remote phone call with us. And in the studio, we have Amy Peach, Director of the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. And Mark Burwell is here as well. He's the Director of the Entrepreneur Hub located in Green Bay. And we're talking about the new initiative by the Kauffman Foundation, 1 Million Cups Program, and how that's being integrated into our communities right here in the Fox Cities. Before we continue with our guests, we'd like to just tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter here in Appleton. Our Fox City SCORE chapter is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year, so we've been very pleased and very happy with all the activities we've had this year. And what is SCORE? SCORE is a national organization. We are one of about 350 chapters around the country, and SCORE's mission is to help entrepreneurs succeed. And we do that by providing free confidential mentoring to entrepreneurs, business owners, or those who are thinking of starting a business. You can obtain that free confidential mentoring by going to our website at foxcities.score.org or calling the Chamber office in Appleton, where we have our offices, at 734-7101. Fill out an application for mentoring assistance, and someone will contact you within a day or two. It's all free and confidential. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and we service that area with about 55 SCORE volunteer mentors with all sorts of disciplines, including marketing, accounting, HR, cash flow, banking, legal. So if you're in business and you're looking for some assistance with your business, check us out at foxcities.score.org. We'd like to continue the conversation with Jordan. And, Jordan, could you tell us a little bit about how you nurture the 1 Million Cups program, like the new program here in Appleton that was started by Fox Valley Tech, Amy and Mark? How do you offer support to that, and how do you ensure that the quality is consistent and continually applied?
Yeah. So we are fortunate enough to communicate with our organizers through 5 or 6 different channels. So obviously, we're always available via phone call or email to any of our organizers. We also use Slack and have a large Slack channel that's private for only our organizers. But, you know, it's 400 members strong, so our organizers can connect with each other and help each other strengthen their communities. And then we also, 3 times a year, we host a summit here in Kansas City where we invite 1 to 2 organizers from our communities to come to Kansas City for 2 days of collaboration and learning, you know, and in connecting with each other, all in the spirit of strengthening the 1 Million Cups program.
That sounds really great. Amy and Mark, tell us about how you apply that here in the local valley.
Well, one of the big benefits is of the support from the Kauffman Foundation is really the back end and the website, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the technical, non-exciting stuff. But for us as an organizer, it was very exciting.
Right.
Once we were able to see just how they take a pretty it seems very simple, and the reason it's simple is because they've done some complex things on the back end. So the ability and the ease for presenters and entrepreneurs to apply to present, how easily then that is communicated to all the community organizers. The playbook that they provide you in really helping gives you the best practices in setting up a successful program. All of those things we've definitely, Mark and I, have taken advantage of, and the other community organizers, to get it established here in the Fox Cities.
And I think one of the things that I'll bring to that is the fact that because there are other Million Cups programs, is that if you're going to be an organizer, you should go to those. And I saw a top-notch one in St. Petersburg, and after being in Madison and Milwaukee, you get to really compare best practices. So it was a chance for me to bring that back and have some of that under my belt as well.
But the two of you now have been handling the organizational side of this since October of this year?
Well, yep, it would, you know, Mark and I seem to get the opportunity to talk about it more, but we had New North, the regional economic development entity, their intern was with us as a community organizer for a long time from St. Norbert College. We have Mark Busco from the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, and also some faculty and people involved on the at Fox Valley Technical College. So now we're real excited because as we continue to get established and evolve, that we've been able to reach out and attract some other really dynamic community organizers to join us, and that, of course, being SCORE Fox Cities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you recruited us very well, Amy, and we're all very happy to be part of the Million Cups program. As we attend more of these sessions each Wednesday morning, it's just more and more impressive what's going on and what people are getting out of them.
Yeah, I was going to just ask, you know, where exactly in the at the Tech, or where is these sessions being held? I know the Venture Center is under construction, so where are you holding them now?
We are holding each event on Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. at the Fox Valley Technical College main campus. People can join us at entrance 15, and we're in, you know, a room right to your left as you walk through the doors. And there's a big, the 1 Million Cups
banners. Just listen
banners.
For the party.
Yes, you can listen for the buzz, right?
There you go. Okay, we're going to take our second break on that note. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now, coming to one of 17 Fox locations, or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union, and you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking this morning with Jordan Marcio, who is the 1 Million Cup Program Coordinator for the Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City. She's on a phone call with us. And in the studio, we have Amy Peach, who is the director of the Venture Center out at the Fox Valley Technical College, and Mark Burwell, who is the director of Entrepreneur Hub, or eHub, located in Green Bay. And we're talking about the 1 Million Cup initiative that was started by the Kauffman Foundation several years ago. And in the Valley, Amy and Mark have put together a 1 Million Cup program right here in the Valley that we can all attend and participate in. And just before we get back to them, we want to tell you a little bit more about our SCORE chapter. I mentioned the free and confidential mentoring in the last segment. Randy, we also do seminars. What do we have coming up?
All right, we got two seminars coming up that are very important. This one, the first one, especially to vets, if you are interested in finding out how to start a business, what you need to do as far as keeping your businesses going and so on, it's coming up very shortly. It's going to be on the 24th and 25th of August here in Appleton at the Executive Education Center on Capitol Drive. For all of the information about how that program is going to be handled, it's two full days, nine segments on all the different parts that you need to know as a vet. All of the veterans and their spouses are invited to this program. For all the details, the best way to do is go out to www.foxcities.score.org. Look at this. It gives you all the details on how to register. totally free.
Great.
So, but it's coming up real quick.
Yep.
So be, you're going to get there on the 24th. So, that's the first big program we have. Our second big program we have coming up is in September, and that one is going to be held, starting on the 23rd. It's a 5-part program. It's called Simple Steps. Again, it's going to be workshops for all the different parts of starting your business and doing your business plan. All the details laid out on www.foxcities.score.org. So go out there, check it all out, and get the details.
Thanks, Randy. And we'd invite you to continue to check our website because we always have something going on, and it's an opportunity for you to help make your business a little bit more successful by taking advantage of some of those resources. We'd also like to thank the sponsors who bring you BizTalk each weekend. We couldn't do it without their support. I want to thank them. They are Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC. Also want to thank Ridgestone Bank, who does exclusively SBA loans for businesses. Our newest sponsor, Tundraland, Brian Gottlieb and his team. We thank them for being a sponsor for BizTalk. Also want to thank Candeo Creative for building and maintaining our website, biztalkwithscore.com. If you'd like to listen to a past program, we archive all of our programs on that website, biztalkwithscore.com. And finally, a thank you to Jerry Mader and Larry Desch over at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business, you really should subscribe to The Business News. For $20 a year, it's going to help you understand what's going on in the business community here in East Central Wisconsin. So thanks to all of our sponsors for helping to bring this program to you each weekend. I'd like to return to our conversation about the Million Cups program and ask Amy and Mark a question. Tell us a little bit about October of 2015 when the program launched, and what did you start with, and where are you today, and how's it going? What are some of the really exciting things happening here in Appleton?
Do you want to share some of the stats with them, Mark?
Well, I think we've had our 34th speaker, which I think way back you wonder, wow, where did they come from? And I think there's such a vast amount we haven't even untapped yet. And as of this week, we went over the 1,000, I should say, audience participation part. So we feel that there's a good balance. And the neat thing is that isn't even including with Periscope, Google Hangout, the number of people that are out on that, as well as in the summertime, people in their second homes and that are actually watching it via some of the video.
Mark, when you said that, you mentioned those different ways of social media that you're getting to people. Could you explain who's involved in that or how that actually works?
What's Periscope?
Periscope is a live
submarine runner
video stream that you run through your Twitter account. So we're using that to reach folks, as well as the Google Hangouts. We're able to connect with UW Fond du Lac. They had reached out to us when they had heard about 1 Million Cups and said there was an instructor, a professor down there who came up and checked it out and said, listen, I want my students in my entrepreneurship class to be exposed to this, but, it's going to be hard for them to travel the distance and get here. What can we do? So Mark Busco, one of our community organizers, said, I said, Mark, what should we do? And he said, Google Hangouts. So, between Google Hangouts and Periscope, we're all also able to reach all other folks that are interested but maybe can't be there each week and continue to build the community and the ecosystem.
So really there's not a reason that an entrepreneur could not participate.
Right. And, people always wonder, does this social media really have positive impact? And I have to tell you that, yes, it does, because it was pretty exciting for me Monday morning to receive a message from a researcher at Harvard University and is also a producer now for something that will be launching this fall called the Cambridge Optimist Podcast. And he's working with some folks at MIT and another college to develop this podcast, and they're launching it this fall to focus on getting the story out about people who are making it work in a pretty complicated and complex 21st century economy through entrepreneurship. And I was, more than thrilled to be able to nominate half a dozen of the presenters we've had since October for the potential to be featured on this podcast. And that's pretty cool for Appleton to be contacted by somebody from Harvard. Like, that doesn't happen to us very often, right?
Ooh, yeah.
We're flyover country.
Oh.
Right.
If I'm a startup or I'm a you know, somebody who would be interested in taking part in this program want to actually be a quote presenter. Walk me through it. What would I actually end up doing? How would I? How does this process work?
Well, I think we'll bounce this back and forth, both of us. I think because we do have a lot of connections and are out there in the community. I think, and I'll speak on my behalf. Mentor a lot of people, and I'll use one of our examples, Headway, who is they do apps and that. They're technology, and probably a lot of people haven't heard of them, but they're some neat guys that have put together an awesome company. And so after mentioning them a couple times, this is a platform, an opportunity, and they had also one of their partners in Milwaukee. So after coaching them, they actually presented in Milwaukee as well as in Appleton, and I think the audience well received them because I think the community sometimes doesn't really see the humble entrepreneurs. They don't just speak up. You have to kind of pull them in. And so I think really entrepreneurs I always look at as the underserved. They're not the corporate structure. They need to be pulled out. They need a platform to do this, and that's what Million Cups did for them. And it really helped them get a lot of bounce. They appreciate it. Their takeaways were tremendous. Even though they feel they're experts in that, they're not experts in talking their story. And Amy, I think you've got a different approach.
Yeah, well, I like to always rely on the fundamentals and things that work, right? So how do we get the word out about it? Certainly through the work that we do naturally at the college, as well as the work Mark's doing naturally through eHub and his Evolutions business group, that provides a great fertile landscape for us to raise awareness and let people know about it. But then pretty simple things like having the business card, sharing that everywhere I go, talking about 1 Million Cups, and getting it out there through our different channels. And then once we have people engaging and inquiring about it, then it's real easy. We can take them out to the website. We can easily show them where they would apply to present, talk to them about the application process, talk to them about how long is it from when you apply to when you're going to find out if you're scheduled to speak and when. And then once that happens, what does that mean? We don't leave them out there on their own. Then, as you saw this morning, we get together for an organizers meeting, we review the application, and we decide, all right, who's going to reach out mm-hmm. to this person, make that contact, meet with them face-to-face, one-on-one, and coach them and help them.
And where do people apply to be a presenter? Where can they go? Is a website address or
sure,
something?
It's yep. at 1milliontcups.com. And once they go to 1milliontcups.com.
One is a number one? Or
one, yes, thank
the
you,
number
Tony.
One?
Yes, the
yep.
number one, 1milliontcups.com. Once they reach that site, they can watch a great little video about it. And then they can click on communities and find Appleton right at the top because,
sure.
you know, it's A. So that's good.
Number one.
But also, yeah, 1milliontcups.com/Appleton will also take you right to our page on the national website.
I think the awesome thing, too, and I think Jordan hit it on the head, is that one of the things when Amy and I first talked about this being put together, we needed to have a true entrepreneur for the coffee part, and we've got one of the top entrepreneurs in our area, in our community, a true role model, very community-oriented with Copper Rock. And that, I think, solidifies the fact that the Million Cups of Coffee, it goes way beyond what happens on Wednesdays. It's done even after that, and that's a nice, warm feeling, and I think it is built on cups of coffee.
If I want to find out, and we talked about, you know, the various people who attend, if I want to find out who's going to be doing the presenting and what they're going to be all about, can I find that on the same location, or how do I find that?
Yes. Matter of fact, we always recommend people to be a follower. They can be a follower, and they'll get, obviously, we might have snow days.
Sure.
It's good for them to follow that, but then they can see who is up and coming. As well as going and seeing some of the videos. I think we're fortunate to have that. And Amy, you can talk a little bit about how the video works through the college.
Sure. Well, through the support that we have through the college, we're able to get record each week. In addition to the social media channels I discussed earlier, we're able to actually capture that, have it edited, and then get it out on the website. So if you aren't able to join us or you want to learn about entrepreneurs in our region, and as I tell people, go to the 1milliontcups.com national website. You want to see what is the up-and-coming entrepreneurship trends? What kind of businesses are starting? What industries are emerging and growing? go check out all these different videos and resources at all the different 1 Million Cups pages, because their videos are there too. And you want to see what's happening in Denver, what's happening in Texas or North Carolina or Florida. We have access to it right there, and it's very dynamic. So people can see Appleton entrepreneurs or Fox City's entrepreneurs, as well as see what's happening and what's cool and exciting going on in the country.
When a business owner comes to present, they're given 8 to 12 minutes, 10 minutes to do a presentation about their business. Then there's a dialogue, and it's facilitated. There's a moderator, and there are questions that are asked. And there's one final question that's asked. And everything tends to lead up to that one final question. And it helps the business owner really get something out of this experience that they're not going to get anywhere else. Mark, can you address that?
Well, I think one of the aspects is coaching on their presentations. And when we coach them, obviously there is storytelling. There is a wow statement. We try to get them to ask that question at the beginning, what their value proposition is. But the neat thing is we try to really incorporate the very last question as the answer to what they ask at the very beginning. For example, they'll put what the solution may be. But part of that is not about just the business, about how it relates back to the community. For example, what the awareness should be within the community, which in turn does help their enterprise.
And what is that final question?
What can the community do for you?
Okay. And that's really a powerful question, because as you said, it brings it full circle. And the business owner is presenting to the audience, and they're asking very meaningful, strategic questions. Maybe the business owner doesn't know how to market.
Right.
And I struggle with marketing, so that might be one of the things someone in the audience might be able to help me with.
Sure. And I love the way we set up that question, particularly in Appleton, because, you know, we lead in and we let them know, listen, okay, it's come to that time in the program where this question is being asked across the country.
Yes.
What can the community do for you? So I love it because it's very local, but then it also is a tie to, wow, we have a greater community as well
that is
engaged. And if I need to go out there, I can.
Yep. With that, we're going to take our final break, and we're going to come back on the other side, wrap up our show with Jordan and Amy and Mark. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
I'm Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know, we don't have boxes. I'm here with Julie Willis, the new owner of Merry Maids, who as the former manager had the experience and cash flow history that Ridgestone was looking for when evaluating her business loan.
Once we made the decision to purchase the franchise, I was not very patient. I'm not a patient person. We knew we'd be a success. We wanted to get it done. We, at one point, had 15 banks that we were working with all at the same time. At the end of the process, Ridgestone won. Ridgestone doesn't try and make you fit into these prerequisite boxes. When I worked with some other banks, there was always a third person that they had to go through to get an answer, to get an approval, to get where's the next step going. The lender at Ridgestone had the answer, knew what we were doing, had a plan already in place for me. It seemed like before I even called him, he had a plan set up for me, because that's what they do. They made it very easy.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is, on the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're glad you joined us this morning. We're talking this morning with Jordan Marcillo, the 1 Million Cup Program Coordinator for the Kauffman Foundation, Amy Peach, Director at the Venture Center, and Mark Burwell, Director of eHub, located in Green Bay. And we've been talking about the Million Cups program that was initiated by the Kauffman Foundation a number of years ago and was started just last October here in the Valley by Amy and by Mark. Jordan, a wrap-up question for you, I think, before your biz tip is, can you tell us a little bit about where things stand with the Million Cups program now, and where do you see this going in the future as more and more communities become a chapter for the program?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, so the future of 1 Million Cups is – you know, looking great. You know, we are still getting roughly, you know, 3 to 4 new community applications a week. And what's been so wonderful, you know, for over the past 4 years and going forward is that the growth of this program has been completely organic. So it has always been driven by, you know, individuals in the community like Amy, like Mark, that have reached out and said, hey, you know, we want to build our community. We want to build our ecosystem, you know, in our area, and we want 1 million cups to be a part of it. You know, so really, as long as, you know, there are wonderful people out there that are looking to build community, build ecosystems, help entrepreneurs, you know, 1 million cups will be there to help and be part of it.
Jordan, how can folks get a hold of you if they're interested in starting a chapter?
Sure. So the first place I would direct everyone to would be to the 1 million cups website, which is the number 1 and then milliontcups.com. We have an entire page that talks about how to caffeinate your community, including the application. But if anyone has questions about, you know, bringing the program to their community, I'm always happy to be reached by email, which is jmarcillo@kaufman.org.
Well, Jordan, thank you very much for that information. Turning to the local chapter, Mark and Amy, tell us a little bit about where you see the local chapter going. It's going quite well. It's growing, and I know the SCORE is very happy to be an organizer with you in the program, and it means a lot. The two organizations kind of have the same vision for entrepreneurs. But where do you see it going? You service a pretty good area at the Tech.
I think, you know, we see it continuing to grow and expand. We're still in the early stages. When you really think about it, the program 1 Million Cups Appleton is in its startup phase. And, you know, we continue to get the word out, make people aware, and really, really encourage entrepreneurs and business owners to go to 1millioncups.com/Appleton and apply to present and get engaged with the community. And I think as long as we keep having exciting presenters each week, we keep growing our community organizers, mm-hmm. and we continue, you know, as a region of professionals who have shared vision in our ecosystem, continue to work together. You know, right? We're, like Mark always says, making the pie bigger.
There you go.
The pie bigger. And I think just to add quick to that, Amy, is we'll continue not with complacency, but to have build on best practices. And I think the best way for us, and we've been doing it, is to have role models in all those areas, from organizers mm-hmm. to the entrepreneurs to the participants, and to have a diverse audience.
Okay, well, so far we've reached that point again where we always ask the questions. For Jordan, I think we're going to start off with you. If you can give us your biz tip, just a piece of information that you'd like to pass on to the people out there. So, Jordan, what would your biz tip be today?
Well, I have two. So the first one, and I feel it's a little obvious, but obviously attend, you know, a local 1 Million Cups event. You have a whole community there to support you and, you know, the business that you're trying to grow. And the second tip is related to that, in the sense that what 1 Million Cups has taught me is that, you know, it takes a village and people are wanting to help. So I know that entrepreneurship can feel very, very lonely, and you feel you're this one-man show out there trying to get this business started, off the ground, and it's lonely. And so please don't be afraid to ask for help. Also, a lot of entrepreneurs just feel like they can't ask anyone to help them out. You know, search out mentors, you know, ask friends or people that you admire, other business owners, but don't be afraid to ask for help.
Okay. Jordan, thank you on that one. And now I'm going to turn to Amy. What's your tip for the day?
My tip for the day is, you know, people have to think big. And if you are a person out there thinking about starting a business, and you are an existing established business, and you're wanting to connect and engage with folks, certainly reach out to the resources, whether it's SCORE, whether it's eHub, whether it's Fox Valley Technical College, and the 1millioncups.com website, and start engaging with people, because, you know, our economy depends on it.
And mine's real quick is I think you need to evolve and reinvent yourself. And if you do reinvent yourself, even though you've been a participant and a presenter, maybe we'll have you back next year to see what you've done after your evolution within that.
So you're never really too old to get back and tell everybody what you're doing.
Exactly.
Great. So keep the program rolling.
A continuous learning process, isn't it, Amy?
It is.
Constant learning,
yep.
And looking for those opportunities to capitalize on them. Well, we at SCORE and BizTalk really want to thank you. So we want to thank you for coming, listening to the show today. Thank you, Jordan. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Mark. You've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY Radio, Real Local Radio.